Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about earnest money.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about the structure of an offer. There are still a lot of multiple offers coming in. That's more than one buyer offering on a home at the same time. It's tricky. It's frustrating. But as a seller, you've got to keep your head about you and make sure you're doing what's smart for you. You can be seduced by a sales price, but the terms could be a stretch. So let's talk about some of the things you should be looking for in a strong offer. Earnest money. Earnest money says you're earnest and sincere in your intention to purchase. It is slippery money. That is, there are many conditions in the offer itself that say that the earnest money could not be yours if the buyer meets the conditions and timing that they've suggested. For example, due diligence. If they do their inspections in the time frames promised and they give you information in writing that says they don't like what they saw in those inspections, the earnest money would be refunded in full and the transaction terminated. So earnest money is really just money that's put out there that's not yet yours and not any longer the buyer's, but in the name of the transaction, often deposited in a client trust account at the escrow office or one of the realtor's offices. So there it sits and it says, hey, I have the ability to pursue this home. I'll put money toward it. I know you're going to take your home off the market for the period of time it takes for me to close, which means my financing, my due diligence, and my inspections. So let me show you that I'm in good faith going to proceed as well. So that's what the earnest money is about. And so when you see earnest money, you should be looking at, in residential, a minimum of about 1% of the offered price. If they have less than that, that might mean that they're very lean. They may not have the liquidity to put forward earnest money this early, which is an indication of their ability to perform on the transaction. Next, you want to look at the terms. What is the financing? Cash is good. Cash is great. In fact, 30% of the sales are cash right now, which is pretty high. But there are 70% that are financed. And financed means they've actually got to get someone else's permission to borrow the loan, and the house has to justify the collateral for that sales price. So what that is to say in regards to the terms is if you have more equity coming in, if you have 20% down payment as a borrower, you're lower risk to the lender, and the lender will not scrutinize the property or you as closely, because if you walked away from that property after you own it, you'd have walked away from your equity plus the house itself, so the margins are safer. So you want to understand how much skin is in the game from the borrower at the time of the offer being presented. Those are just a couple points to take a deeper, closer look at the time of an offer. We'll give you more thoughts next program. I'm Marcia Edwards. You can reach me at realestatesmart.org.